Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The city of Santa Monica is still in a state of shock over the rampage Friday that has now claimed five lives. A 26-year-old student died yesterday at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. Marcella Franco and her father were shot in his SUV in a parking lot at Santa Monica College. It's unclear why 23-year-old John Zawahiri opened fire Friday before he was killed in a shootout with police. But those who encountered him and lived to tell about it are counting their blessings. Brian Watt of KPCC has one such story from a very lucky woman.
Deborah Fine was driving to her home in West Los Angeles on Friday after a singing lesson in Santa Monica. She decided to take a side street. She figured traffic would be backed up due to President Obama's visit. Then she saw a man dressed in black holding an automatic rifle. Fine initially thought the man was part of the president's security team.
And then he motioned the girl in front of me, who was in a car, to pull over. And she did, and then he pointed the gun at her, and she looked very frightened.
Fine grew upset because the woman had already cooperated.
So I stepped on my gas of my car because I was in my car, and I saw him pointing the rifle at her, and I yelled at him to leave her alone, to stop.
Fine says when the gunman turned to look at her, she knew something was wrong.
Because his stare was very cold, very focused. He was on a mission, and I was just in the way. And the next thing I knew, he raised his rifle, and he shot through my side of the window.
The first bullet hit Fine in her left shoulder. Fine says the gunman fired more rounds into the car, hitting her four times on her left side.
And I just kept thinking, stop. And I was afraid that he was going to come back to the car and actually finish and kill me, so I laid very, very still in the passenger seat.
She thought of her 15-year-old twins, but the gunman did not come back to her car. He forced the woman in the other car to drive him toward Santa Monica College. Fine says she's grateful to the neighbors who rushed out to help her. She's out of the hospital for now, but says there's still shrapnel in her body, and she faces more surgeries. For the California Report, I'm Brian Watt in Los Angeles.
Santa Monica College reopens today, and there's a graduation ceremony set for tomorrow night. It will also serve as a memorial service for Carlos and Marcella Franco. A memorial fund has been established. We've got a link up on our website, californiareport.org. A senior at UC Berkeley who majors in social welfare is expected to become the next University of California student regent. The Board of Regents is expected to approve 21-year-old Saidiya Saifuddin of Stockton next month. The daughter of immigrants from Pakistan, Saifuddin is thought to be the first Muslim to serve as student regent. Her priorities include fighting future tuition hikes. Three Japanese warships are headed for the coast off San Diego to participate in a military exercise with U.S. troops. Officials on both sides say the operation, titled Dawn Blitz, is designed to improve amphibious capabilities that could prove useful after natural disasters. How do you mothball a nuclear power plant? Now that Southern California Edison has announced plans to close San Onofre for good, the next question is how? KQED's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
It may be shutting down for good, but San Onofre Nuclear Energy Generating Station is still considered an active operating nuclear plant, according to Ted Craver, chairman of parent company Edison International.
Until the nuclear fuel is taken out of the reactor and put into the spent fuel pools, full decommissioning of the site is going to be a multi-decade process.
It's not yet clear how the plant's operator, Southern California Edison, will go about dismantling and storing the plant's radioactive material. It varies from plant to plant. Some material will likely be removed and stored off-site. Other things, like contaminated hardware, for example, will be indefinitely encased on site until radioactivity levels drop to what's considered a safe enough level to remove. Ted Craver.
The fuel is cooled down in the spent fuel pools. It then goes into stainless steel canisters. So we have fuel both in our spent fuel pools, and we also have fuel in dry cask storage. Until there's a permanent solution to storing spent fuel rods, this will be on site for a very long time.
And that's what has people like Gene Stone so worried.
They're planning on leaving everything there for 60 years, and that is not the solution.
Stone is director of the watchdog group Residents Organized for a Safe Environment. He lives a few miles from the plant and is a longtime critic of nuclear power. The 60 years he's referring to is the amount of time the Nuclear Regulatory Commission gives to plants to complete the decommissioning process.
The NRC does not have the power or the authority to make nuclear waste dumps out of nuclear power plants. Those facilities are all licensed for nuclear generation of electricity. They are not licensed as nuclear waste dumps, and we are not going to allow them to become one.
Stone and other activists say they want a seat at the table as SoCal Edison maps out its plan for the years-long process of shutting down and monitoring San Onofre. He says if SoCal Edison can't even manage to overcome the regulatory and safety hurdles needed to restart San Onofre, how can it be trusted to successfully manage its own nuclear waste? But Daniel Kamen, a professor of energy resources at UC Berkeley, says that the decommissioning of a nuclear plant poses little, if any, risk. San Onofre will be the third nuclear power plant decommissioned in California.
There's nothing that one should worry about, like taking apart this certain element or that element. You already have a plant that's in the non-power mode. It's in a shutdown mode. I believe almost 20 plants have already gone through this. I think you always have to be vigilant. You wouldn't want an accidental dumping of the coolant water, for example. This is something that we manage all the time.
The shutdown of San Onofre will be bankrolled by SoCal Edison's $2.7 billion decommissioning fund. Edison's Ted Craver says that's enough to cover 90% of the projected cost. The closure will be managed by a reduced workforce. SoCal Edison announced plans to lay off about 1,100 employees in the coming months. That'll leave about 400 workers to manage the first stages of the power plant's eventual blackout. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report for Monday, June 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And the California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges.